Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today I'll give out some gardening and horticulture tips, along with letting you know all about our county wheat plot locations, and list all of our upcoming extension events, like the next Teach and Taste class, November 12th. But first, did you know that November is the season of transformation and harvest? As temperatures cool and days grow shorter of this region of the United States, fall brings colorful foliage, harvest celebrations, and the transition from summer warmth to winter chill. November marks the time that is rich in history, traditions, and natural beauty. November marks the peak of autumn foliage, and many birds begin their southward migration during this month, with some species traveling thousands of miles. Squirrels show increased activity, gathering and storing nuts and seeds for the winter. Monarch butterflies fly up to 3,000 miles during their fall migration to Mexico and California, with the eastern population headed to Mexico while the western population to the coast of California. Pumpkin-flavored products have become a major fall market trend, with pumpkin spice offerings appearing in everything from coffee to cereal across the country. The apple industry harvests most of its annual crop during the fall months. Fall represents a significant real estate season in many regions, often showing strong activity right before the winter slowdown. In my garden and horticulture news, in our compost pile, fallen leaves and other materials are abundant this time of year to add to our compost pile. It is vital to keep the compost pile moist in order for the materials to efficiently decompose so that the bacteria and fungi can break down the raw materials. During times without recent rains, a sprinkler can be used to soak the pile. After wetting, the pile can be allowed to drain. Aim for the entire pile to be moist but not waterlogged. Edges can dry out quicker than the rest of the pile and can be lightly sprinkled to be moistened again. Mixing your piles helps the pile to be ready for spring when you want to add the compost to your garden or flower beds. Tis the season to start thinking about decking the halls with holiday decor. If you want to grow holiday blooms, they need to be planted soon, which may include some of the season's most colorful flowers. Now is the time to start amaryllis if you wish to have them bloom for Christmas. The popular holiday plant takes approximately 6 to 8 weeks to bloom from the time it is planted, typically in a pot. Amaryllis is ready to bloom when purchased and is sometimes called the horse star, which is an appropriate name since this plant can produce blooms as large as 8 to 10 inches across. Amaryllis balls can be huge, approximately the size of a grapefruit. The larger the bulb, the larger the flowers, and the more expensive the bulb. Despite its size, this plant prefers tight quarters. It is recommended to be placed in a pot only 1 to 2 inches larger than the diameter of the bulb and leave about half of the bulb exposed above the soil. In my farming news, plan to stop by and look at this year's wheat varieties that are planted at the Inman Wheat Plot between 4th and 5th Avenue on Cheyenne Road, and the Mound Ridge plot just north of the intersection of 23rd Avenue and Cheyenne Road. We have a number of new varieties that will be showcased throughout the wheat growing season. In my extension news, the new 4-H year has begun, and if you enroll online by February 15th, our county will waive the $15 enrollment fee. You can find out all the details about 4-H on our extension website. It doesn't matter where you live in the county or what you want to be when you grow up. McPherson County 4-H has opportunities for all. Some say something for everyone. You can call us at the Extension office if you have further questions. Our next Teach and Taste is set for this Wednesday, November 12th, starting at 6:30 right here at the McPherson County Extension office, 600 West Woodside here in McPherson. Come learn how to make apple cider donut muffins. This class is always free and hands-on. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1000. 1523 with any of your ag questions.